A little bit of sports talk coming up as the Ottawa 67s getting set to open up the home half of their schedule this afternoon at TD Place. Joining us to chat about that, CFRA Stephen Ellsworth. Good morning, Elsie.
I love the smell of fresh ice in the morning.
Oh, man.
The best feeling ever, especially when the season gets underway.
It's so funny when I start to feel that that chill in the October air.
Oh, yeah.
You start to think hockey right away.
Yeah, nothing quite like it.
So what's up for the 67s coming into this season? I know expectations weren't as high last year, but yeah, what's going on this year?
Well, the reason why expectations weren't as high last year is because they lost a lot of talent. Jack Quinn gone, Marco Rossi gone. They lost a lot of overage guys. Even if the 2020-21 season went ahead, so they were basically icing a young team with very few veterans coming back. Cam Tulney and Jack Beck are still on the team this year, and they were one of the few that returned. I believe they're in their overage seasons, at least in the case of one of them. But the one thing that I noticed about Ottawa is last year, they really relied on each other. They relied on a gritty, disciplined style of play and just a hardworking group of guys that were tough to play against. They weren't going to be an easy out in North Bay. Going in, they were the underdogs by a long shot as the 7th seed, going up against a 2-seed team with a lot of talent. And while they did get swept in four straight games, a lot of those games were fairly close, especially in games 1 and 2. They were right there with the battalion, but they just didn't have the firepower to keep up. And for the most part, it's more of the same, except this year there's a lot more experience going into this year. You got a lot of young talent that played last year, that got to gel as a unit, and you would expect at least this year they're gunning for maybe a fourth or a fifth spot in the East.
Which would be fantastic on their part. I know, you know, we had this conversation near the start of the season with the Red Blacks too as well, when they were losing a number of close games. Last year, the Ottawa 67s losing a number of games in shootout, an OHL high 7 shootouts last year, a 4-7 record on that front. Just, you know, was the team as bad as it record showed, just considering how many games it were in right until the end, until they lost?
Well, I didn't bother to look at the record, but it should be noted that in a 68-game OHL season, 27 of their 68 regular season games came down to one goal.
Wow.
It was a one-goal score when the final buzzer sounded. And there were some of those games where I'm sure, like, outside of a couple of empty net goals, the 67s were right in the middle of that as well. So, like, that's close to half their games. And you look at the amount of times that they were shorthanded, the amount of power play goals that they gave up. It was near the bottom 25% of the OHL. Yet still, they were in a lot of those games. So that tells you there were a couple of times where they didn't do so well. And the game was out of reach by, I don't know, the start of the third period. But for the most part, this was a team, like I said, hardworking, kept themselves in the thick of it most nights. Again, it just comes down to the firepower, and we saw in the two seasons before COVID shut everything down, 2018-19 and 2019-20, they had the raw talent and the firepower to pull off those crazy comebacks. And if they get a lot of that swagger, a lot of that confidence this year, things are going to happen for them.
Absolutely. And just in terms of players to watch, we're chatting about some of the younger players, but Tyler Boucher taken in the first round of the 2021 draft by the Sens.
Yep.
So a Sens draft pick, you might get a chance to watch this season here for the 67s.
Well, as a matter of fact, according to Cap Friendly, they sent him down to junior, so you'll probably see him sooner than you think in that lineup. Vinny Rohr, who unfortunately for Ottawa fans, he is a Habs prospect, so I guess you'll have to root against his team when he makes it to the pros. But a third-round draft pick in Montreal, all the same. This is a guy, keep in mind, on a very young team that lost a lot of scoring. He got 25 goals, took 155 shots, had 15 power play points, 7 power play goals, and led this young team in scoring with 48 points in 64 games last year. Tremendous debut from Austria. Not going to say he's the second coming of Marco Rossi just yet, but all the same, when you consider the circumstances, when you consider, again, not only did the 67s lose a lot of talent, a lot of these guys lost a full season due to COVID. No OHL season whatsoever, so their development probably takes a hit. You're not getting in as many games, and it was the same for a lot of teams. So it's not like the 67s are the only one that was hit. Every 20 teams in the OHL were affected. Everyone in the WHL, everyone in the Quebec League as well. Everyone had to deal with that kind of stuff. And Ottawa, I think, given the circumstances, responded pretty well. They went 28-31-9 on the season, which I would call a respectable record. Vinny Roar was their top scorer. You look at guys like Brady Stonehouse, who, similar to Brady Tkachuk, is one of those guys that is very involved with just every play, especially after the whistle. Just, you know, saying, hey, how you doing? Nice to meet you. And by that, I mean the exact opposite of that. Just a guy that stirs the pot. But he had 159 shots on goal, and he scored 18 goals of his own. So, again, another one of those scorers by committee. You have Jack back in the fold, who had 22 goals last year in just 36 games, I might add. So there's a positive. Cam Toulney had 44 points in 66 games last year. Luca Pinelli, had 36 points and 14 goals last year. Opened up this year with a hat trick in a shootout against the Generals. The be-all and end-all of this team is going to come down to team defense and goaltending. They have a young goaltending tandem led by Max Donoso. Their team defense mostly consists of Jack Mateer and Anthony Constantini. They traded Ranveer Gilshane and Teddy Sawyer over the past couple of weeks. And a lot of that is because they have a couple of young defensemen, Henry Muse, who played in that first game against Oshawa. He's a young defenseman that the 67s really have a lot of high hopes on. And if he's able to deliver and contribute to an already young and impressive group, again, it's just another piece to the puzzle that could translate into some very good 67s hockey potentially. And they're opening up their home schedule today against the Erie Otters, which I find actually kind of hilarious because Erie only makes a trip once a year to Ottawa, and it just happens to be the home opener this time. Typically, you would probably see a division rival, but this is an out-of-conference matchup.
Yeah, and get that trip out of the way early, I guess.
That must be it, yeah.
Way better to play in Ottawa in October than it is to play
in the middle of January. Yeah, wholeheartedly agree. Or in any part of Canada, probably.
And we'll leave it there. Dave Cameron also starting his, third season?
Second season
as head coach. So we'll see how this all scores out starting at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Thanks, Elsie.
Anytime.